me ask you directly then about Carlos Marmol, if one of the first questions was not about that.
Sure.
Something's really wrong, and I don't know if it's physical or mental or even fixable here in the short term.
Mm-hmm.
What's the right thing to do with him, considering where the team is?
Well, on Monday, when I did a show with Mr. Kaplan, I suggested rather strongly that the move to make was to trade Carlos Marmol and trade him before you run him entirely into the ground or he doesn't have any value, because he's the one guy who can bring you something back in return. And I do believe that you have a couple of at least candidates to be a closer. But in the past, many times they've taken a guy, held on to him a little longer than they probably should have, didn't get in return what you should have gotten. So, and this was before the debacle of last night. Some of the things I pointed out was he throws so many sliders that when it doesn't work, he can't throw his fastball for a strike. Consequently, you see things that happened like last night. Again, I was saying this before the fact, before the debacle of last evening. And what I felt was eventually throwing that many sliders, falling off the mound to the first base side, which he's done for quite some time, completely unable to stop doing that. Eventually, he would wind up taking velocity off his fastball, and he might be better served being someplace else. You don't have a lot of bargaining chips over there that don't have blanket no-trade contracts. So the ones you do have, you need to start to move. And as far as Marmol is concerned, I didn't know his velocity was at 85. I obviously can't see that. All I saw was the results of last night. But I was watching previous outings to that.
What he was.
And he's become so slider-dependent. And his inability to throw fastballs for strikes consistently has become a big problem with him. So, you know, as good as Marshall has been as a setup man, and he's been terrific, and Woody, to a certain extent, in his role, has been very good. I think Chris Carpenter has a shot with the strength of his arm. I think if Cashner comes back, he's destined for the bullpen, which I believe what he should have been doing all along. I think that there's probably some room to be able to move a guy into that slot, and I don't think that you're going to miss Marmol all that much, especially if it continues to be what it appears to be at this point.
You know, I don't know how many guys could not, you know, when you watch him and you look, it's been said before, Bob Brenly's, everybody's mentioned it, that why swing, Stoney? Why swing at anything the guy throws? And now that's what is his velocity last night, 85.
But I mean, don't forget that even though he threw a little bit harder at times, Mitch Williams was throwing 89 and 90.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went up there without a bat, he wouldn't be able to throw you three strikes before he threw you four balls. And yet, guys consistently swung at pitches out of the zone, which is where Marmol gets most of his outs. He doesn't get his outs in the zone. He'll get ahead with a slider in the zone, but he always wipes guys out away. Well, if you don't throw the first couple of pitches for a strike, that wipe out away is just another ball, and eventually you put the man on first base like you did last evening. And, you know, doing that four times in one inning, giving up the five runs. I believe I heard a stat when walking four guys in the ninth inning without getting an out and giving up five runs, it's the first time it's happened in the live ball era. So, you know, those things don't come along very often. You have to appreciate them when they do.
So that's one of the great blown saves of all time.
Yes, it actually is, and especially when you consider, I mean, Garza was magnificent, and you consider the job that he did. And then what usually happens after Garza leaves is Marshall comes in, gives you, you know, one scoreless inning, does it most all the time, and then you turn it over to Marmol, and we saw exactly what happened there. But, you know, when you're 19 under, not going anyplace, it's time to field the phone calls, and it's time to start to disassemble that particular ball club and start to look ahead and figure how you can do it. And what exactly you want to do with the $40 million you're getting back? Do you actually spend it or keep it?
Yeah, I think it's also a time to big assault of the guy who's the analyst for the team. I think it's time to come after Bob Brenly in elevators and everywhere
yep,
else.
Yell at him on the plane.
I think we've officially reached that time. What do you think, Stoney?
Well, this particular ball club has a few different characteristics than the other one. The other one actually could play.
Yep.
And that one in 04 could have won. I believe that team could have won the World Series, as I tried to point out to a few folks along the way. Had they gotten in the playoffs, their pitching and hitting was good enough to actually have won the World Series. But to do that, you have to be one of the eight that actually plays for it. And that didn't happen.
Snowdy, a pleasure as always, my friend. Have fun in Detroit this weekend. We will talk to you next Friday.
Guys, by the time that we convene once again, mm-hmm. We will know a whole lot more about just exactly if Kenny is going to be a seller or he's going to be a holder. I'm not sure he's going to be a buyer.
I just know it's going to be bad.
One way or another.
Steve, there he is, the spokesman for White Sox Nation.
That's me.
I know it's going to be bad.
Okay, boys, take care of yourself.
All right, Stoney.
That's Steve Stone.